We're up to Simin Kuf Samach Aleph, the halachas of Chatzitze and Atilas Yudayim. We're going to be doing Sif Aleph alone. The Mishneh Brura gives something of a hakdama here. The Mishneh Brura says that with regard to Tvila, the halacha is Mida Oraisa, a person who is about to be Tovel, if the majority of him is covered, Rubo, the majority is covered with things that he doesn't want there, where at some point in time he doesn't want them there. That is a Chatzitze. Which means, even though tefillah may simply mean going into the water, the fact that you're covered, where most of you is covered with things that don't belong there, would say that that separates between yourself and the water. It's as if you weren't there in the water. Midrabanon, rubo ve'ena makbid, or miyuto makbid are chotzitz as a gzera. The Rabbanon said, even if it's something small, but something you really don't want there, that's a chatzitza. Similarly, if most of you is covered with things that you don't mind, the Rabbanan asked that as well. So it's rubo ve'eno makbid as a gzera oto rubo makbid, miyuto umakbid as a gzera oto rubo makbid. They're both asa midrabanan, they're both chotzitz midrabanan. Now, Netilas Yadayim itself is a derabanan. There would be a big makom to say that there's no din chatzitza in the first place. However, we paskin that kol masha tiknu chachamim ke'en doraisa tiknu. When Chazal made a din Netilas Yadayim, they gave it the same halachas of chatzitza. But since Netilas Yadayim is a special halacha where only your hands need tara, it becomes a chumrah here. Because the definition of rove is no longer rove of the body. It's rove of the part that needs netila. So if rove of your hands would be covered with something that you're not makbid on, that is a chatzitza. So the Rabbanan gave it all the halachas, not only of a deraisa, but also the Rabbanans. If you are either makbid or rove of your hand is covered by it, the halach is that that is a chatzitza. So let's see the machaber now. Tzorech lizorei mechatzitza. You have to be careful for chatzitza, for separation. Shekol dover shechotzitz betfila, chotzitz benetila. Anything that is a chatzitza with regard to tfila is a chatzitza with regard to netila. Kagon. Number one, soa shetachas hatziporen, shelo keneged habasar. What is that? That is the dirt that normally collects under one's nail. But it is not all the way at the end of the nail, meaning on the inner part of the nail. It's on the outer part of the nail. Not the part that is keneged the skin under it. The part that is that protrudes past the skin. There we say that the dirt that collects there is a chatzitza. Ubatzeik shetachas hatziporen afilu keneged habasar. Dough is something that bothers people, so that it bothers them even if it is keneged, if it is keneged habasar, even though it's deep inside the nail, keneged habasar, still we say most people are makbid on that, and that is a chatzitza. Further, uritia sha'al besoro, as well as an ointment on one's skin. Now, what is this ointment talking about? The case is that someone has a bandage with an ointment on it. So we say underneath that, the skin underneath it is not getting the water, and the bandage is chotzitz. Why is it chotzitz? It is chotzitz because you wouldn't want it there unless you really had to. But if you had a choice in the matter, you'd prefer not walking around with a bandage. So the truth of the matter is that we're going to see later, the Mishneh Brura only deals with one part of it now, but we'll see later that there are three different cases of a bandage that you put on say, on a hand or a finger. One is in the case where someone hurt himself badly, and removing the bandage with the ointment, he wouldn't do because he's afraid of hurting himself. Chazal went and excluded that part of the hand from the chi of netila altogether. So that we're not talking about here. Another case is where it's not all that painful, so that there is a chashash he'll remove it. There Chazal said that you do have to remove it. That's what we're talking about here. A third case is that it's the kind of thing that a person wouldn't mind wearing. Even if he'd be going to a wedding, he wouldn't mind wearing it. He doesn't feel that he's going to have to explain himself to everybody. Such a thing is not a chatzitza bechalal. So what we're talking about right here is something that is a chatzitza because you mind it, as well as it not being a covering of something painful to remove, of something painful where you're afraid of uncovering it because at that point you're going to hurt yourself. It's not like that. It's a mechush. It's something that bothers you, but nothing terrible. So there's a shash, you will remove it, chazal were mechayev netila, and it is a chatzitza because you wouldn't want it if not for the fact that you cut yourself. Further, v'tit hayovein v'tit hayotzrim. Now, what is this talking about? The halacha is, all forms of dry mud are a chatzitza. When it's wet, so it's only a chatzitza when it's very thick. When it's thin, it's water soluble, and we say that it is not a chatzitza. When it's thick, it is a problem. Now, tita yovein is the mud that collects in pits where they used to have water. There we say it's very, very thick because it's in a pit. And as far as tita yotzrim, that is what they make ceramic out of. Where it's the earth, the earthenware, it's the earth that they go make earthenware pots out of, or earthenware kalim out of. So each of these we say is so thick that even though it is still moist, it hasn't hardened, it is a chatzitza. But all other mud, if it's wet, is not a chatzitza. Once it dries, it is a chatzitza. Avol b'miyuto she'eno makpid. What if it's a miyut ve'eno makpid? What if it's something small and you don't mind it being there? Ein lochush, that is not a chatzitza. Says the Ramon, Hagon Mishumachi, lo nogul en naker haticha tachas atziparnayim lenetila. The dirt under the nails, we just leave it there. Mishum deva k'miyuto she'en makpid. It's a kind of thing that people don't really care about. Ki ein makpidim al zen lenetila. People are not makpid for that lenetila. Avalim hoya makpid utzorach lenakron. V'chein ikr. The efshe shenogu lokal b'chatzitza l'inyanetila ki yeshomim shein shaya chatzitza l'inyanetila avalika gesvar rishona. It could be that some people are makel because they hold that chatzitza is not a chatzitza netila because it's a derabonon. But we don't hold like that. We don't hold like them. Therefore, the halacha is that any kind of dirt that you don't want, there is going to be a chatzitza. Now, based on that, today, generally speaking, people are a lot more finicky. We're a lot more careful with cleanliness. We have sinks. We don't have to go to the river or the well to go in and clean ourselves. As a result of that, we would say that most dirt people are makbid on, and therefore it is a chatzitza. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says that also on Shabbos, one has to be careful. If they have something under the nail, they should pull it out. You don't have to worry. There's no iser of Shabbos in doing that. Now, in the case of wet mud, the Mishnah Berurah mentioned that it was not a chatzitza for netilas yadayim, with the exception of the two forms of mud that are thick, the potter's mud as well as the mud at the bottom of a pit. But all other mud, when it's wet, we say it's not thick enough and it's water soluble. It's not a chatzitza. The truth is that there's a machlokus rishonim in that. But the Mishnah Berurah says that with regard to netilas yadayim, even though for tefillah we're machmer, for netilas yadayim one is allowed to be makel. In the case of something that people are not makbid on, so there the halacha would be you don't have to get rid of it. Even though in tefillah there's a lechatchila of a miyut ve'ena makbid also, in netilas yadayim we don't find, since it's a drabanan, we don't find that there's any lechatchila in getting rid of a miyut ve'ena makbid. Now we're going to see that there are many cases of things that are considered a chatzitza for one person and not another person. The general rule is, and we're going to go into it in more detail, but the general rule is, if either it is the normal thing for people to be makbid on it, or the person himself happens to be makbid on it, in either case he's got to get rid of it. If it's something that neither the person himself nor others would be makbid on, there the halacha is that it's not a chatzitza unless it covers the majority of the hand.